Look up at the varying roof levels of the church, dating from different periods of its construction. The high-pitched central roof of the central nave was raised during a Victorian restoration. The aisle roof lines date from medieval times, while the most recent of these, furthest from you, was constructed in 1539.
Continue along the path.
To your left is the early 17th century almshouse range known as Twitty's, commemorating their founder, Charles Twitty. Originally, six poor people benefited from this charity, three men and three women, who were chosen by the vicar and church wardens of St. Helen's Church. It was constructed by the same Abingdon craftsmen who later built Brick Alley, Samuel Westbrook and Charles Etty.
Carry on to the stone arch by the north porch.
To your left is a small 19th century extension to the churchyard. After the opening of the Spring Road Cemetery in 1861, no more burials were made in St. Helen's Churchyard, except in family vaults where there was space.
Go through the arch and turn left into West St. Helen Street.